Stan, why should the British seek anyone's help? We have no need of it, and I know nothing of this queen.
You lie, cries Portly. All Habesh knows by now that the British seek alliance with the Wolo-Gala, and who are you to be ignorant?
He shot out a fat finger.
You have been sent by your Dejas to win the galas with silver and a crown for Mastiat. So why, then, should they wish you dead?
When in doubt, play the bewildered loony. That I was blown upon to the fair end of Kingdom Come was plain. Ulaba had been right. Yando's gang had guessed who I was and spread the word. But I daren't admit anything to unknown accusers in a country where everybody knew the far end of a fart before it had even erupted. So I babbled.
I don't know what you mean.
My dear sir, how should I know why these foul villains wanted to kill me? As to winning anyone with silver, I threw up my hands. Please, if you'll only escort me to my army, you'll receive a mighty reward for my return, I assure you. I continued in this vein while he stood glaring, and then Diana, who'd been eyeing me like an Arcadian nymph, mistrustful of a satyr of doubtful repute, put in her confounded oar again.
If we feed him into the fire, little by little he will speak, says she.
But Portly seemed undecided, for he turned away, and after a word with his bodyguard, told Diana curtly to muster the women and prepare to march. She gave a disappointed grunt and issued brisk orders for them to fall in as soon as they'd finished despoiling and mutilating the dead. You can guess what that meant. And I was happy to avert my eyes from that bloodied ground and desecrated bodies. And Ulubas among them. And those barbarian sluts, some of them mere slips of girls, chattering and laughing as they went about their grisly work.
Are you sick, Ferengi? Why do you look away? Does the sight of blood distress you?
I looked up to find the bodyguard leaning on his spear. Portly was off on a frolic of his own, seemingly.
Nay, surely not. You have seen your own blood run from a wound.
He pointed to the star-shaped scar on my hand.
A bullet did that.
A clean wound is one thing, soldier, says I, and nodded towards the lady's debollocking circle. That is another.
Aye, true, says he. Yet it is what the Galas would have done to you, while you still lived. Do the British not believe in retribution, then? Eye for eye, burning for burning.
Diana crowed with laughter.
We do not take their eyes!
She added nauseating particulars, and I wondered if I'd ever found a beauty so detestable.
We believe in it, I told the bodyguard. That don't mean I have to watch your disgusting bitches!
It came out as a high-pitched snarl. Reaction was overtaking me after the horrors I'd seen and near experienced, and I was on the brink of spewing again.
Perhaps he is cold with fear at the sight of fighting women, jeers Diana. We can unman them before the fight as well as after.
She seated herself on a rock, stretching her legs and folding her arms across her presence for a good boy.
So they fear us, which is why our lord Tuwudros has made special choice of us, and sends us forth to raid and ambush and strike terror in the hearts of his enemies. Is your heart stricken, wrath of the British?
The jibe was wasted. Only one word mattered. Your lord Tuwudros? Who the hell is he, then? Even as I spoke, I knew the answer, and the bodyguard confirmed it, shaking his head at my ignorance.
Why, the Emperor, the King of Kings, Monarch of Habesh, and by the power of God, the conqueror that will be of Egypt and Jerusalem. You know him as Theodore.
I could only stare at them in utter consternation. Theodore's people, the last folk on God's earth I wanted to see. I ain't often at a dead nonplus, but I was then, for this was the fear that had been in my mind for weeks, of falling into the hands of the mad tyrant who inflicted unspeakable tortures on his victims, who'd beaten missionaries and lashed their servants to death, who'd stretched Consul Cameron on the rack, and my God, who knew, from what Portly had said, of my mission to Mastiat to enlist the Galas against him. Portly? Could he be Theodore in person? For all I knew, he might. But surely not. In a night skirmish away from Magdala, where he was supposed to be preparing to fight or run? Nah, impossible. But I was bound to ask. Diana clapped a hand over her mouth at the question, and the bodyguard laughed outright.
Does the soldiers of the English Queen know so little of their quarry that they think such a fat little hippo as Damesh could be the great emperor? the Lion of Judah. Did he look like a warrior king, a veteran of 30